the future of transport is quite challenging to try and understand, and a lot of the existing work has been looking at forecasting, which is looking at how do we take existing assumptions and run them forward. What we've also been looking at is looking at scenario analysis, where we look at a number of potential future scenarios where we have different assumptions of what the key drivers might be in those scenarios. And what we've identified as some of the key drivers but it's behind the future scenarios are things like changing demographics. So as people get older, as people get richer, and how does that change on one hand. We've also been looking at a changing marketplace where we're finding that, especially in the younger generation, is that people tend to prefer to purchase a service rather than goods. So if you compare an analogy in the music space, is now nobody buys a CD anymore. What they do is they download their music, they use it, and then they move on. And in fact, in the extreme case like Napster, you just buy music which you can access all the time. You don't actually buy individual songs, you just buy access to the service. So we think that in the mobility space, that one of the key drivers may well be is new types of business models where you're actually providing a door-to-door mobility service. And so you're no longer buying and purchasing a specific item to enable that mobility, i.e. your passenger car, but rather you're buying a service which would, for instance, enable you to have a taxi pick you up from where you are, drive you to the airport, take you to the other side of the world, somebody else then picks you up and drops you off where you need to be as a long area. Or you could be looking at a provision of a bicycle which allows you to do a short distance, which you can then pick up a train and then do a medium-sized distance and so you go through. So I think the future of transport is exciting and challenging. And in 10 years' time, I think it'll be a very different place to where we are now. And already we're starting to see some of those interesting opportunities starting to come through, from the work that we've been exploring.